Bicentennial 10.
Welcome to Bicentennial 10. This is the final program in a series of 10 programs featuring guest speakers from around the Midwest discussing the impact of various ethnic groups on our American culture. This series is funded by the National Endowment for the Humanities and produced by the Humanities Series, Midwestern Center. On this final program, Professor John Kromkowski of Notre Dame University will tell us about the Bicentennial Ethnic Racial Council and you.
The Bicentennial as an Ethnic Epiphany. The Bicentennial as an occasion for re-examining our nation's past by focusing on the variety of ethnic groups which make up this country. It would be impossible in a strict sense to demonstrate that the Bicentennial is singularly responsible for growing interest in the American past and the attendant realization that the American people have a past which is stunningly pluralistic. In fact, for a long time, consciousness of a pluralistic dimension of our past has been muted for fear that calling attention to cultural and ethnic diversity would simply produce an unpatriotic divisiveness and disorder. Moreover, the history of prejudice, persecution, bigotry, and alienation is an unpleasant feature of the American past. It nonetheless relates the process of building the base for national greatness, populating our territory, and expanding our economic capacity. Recently, however, historians have produced and appear to be producing at an ever-accelerating rate a body of literature about American immigration and American immigrants. Social scientists are likewise very active in their inquiry into anthropological, geographical, demographic, psychological, sociological, economic, and political aspects of ethnic communities and patterns of ethnic behavior. The humanities and arts have likewise found a fertile ground in ethnic and racial materials. This emergence of scholarly and artistic production has given rise to and has been prompted by popular aspirations which find solace and comfort in the fact that stories, histories, and activities of so-called non-mainstream America are an important dimension of contemporary life. The meaning of such interest in our past and our present can be tentatively and ambiguously interpreted. It is a reaction to social change and alienation, or perhaps it is a romantic search for roots and lifestyle models. Whatever the interpretation, an interesting manifestation of this emergence of ethnic consciousness is associated with and has been legitimated, i.e., made an official part of public policy through the efforts supported by the national government to celebrate the bicentennial of the American Revolution. The relationship between the emergence of ethnic consciousness and the celebration of the bicentennial is a story of interest group activity and public policy formation, which reminds us of the fact that America is a multi-ethnic nation. The story of this relationship, moreover, should acquaint the listener with the basic question of cultural pluralism and the place of cultural pluralism in the future of the Republic, the future of the Republic as it begins its third century of existence. The history of the relationship between the emergence of ethnic consciousness and the formation of public policy, which would guide the celebration of the bicentennial, began in 1966 when Congress established the American Revolution Bicentennial Commission, ARBC. The legislative mandate of the American Revolution Bicentennial Commission was to coordinate and facilitate activities and projects commemorating our past, celebrating our present, and projecting a future. In its basic thrust, this was the beginning of a national process to reaffirm the spirit of the American Revolution. Yet the American Revolution Bicentennial Commission did not address itself to the multi-ethnic and culturally pluralistic reality of the American people until September 1972, when the ARBC adopted the following resolution, quote, one, that the American Revolution Bicentennial Commission recognizes the ethnic and cultural diversity of our citizenry and the contribution of this pluralism to America. Two, that the ARBC encourage and enhance this pluralism in the observance of the 200th anniversary. Three, that the ARBC as a commission and through its program committees actively and consistently seek the participation of all constituencies in the planning, development, and implementation of our nation's bicentennial, end quote. This resolution notwithstanding, frightfully little but political bickering was accomplished by the American Revolution Bicentennial Commission, ARBC, by the time its legislative mandate expired. In fact, most observers would argue that the ARBC did not articulate the spirit needed to remind us of our national founding, to remind us of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Much less did it offer a rearticulation of our national purposes, nor did it suggest guidelines and recommendations for the commemoration of the bicentennial, nor did it offer a way of linking the American founding to contemporary life and to the future of the Republic. Nonetheless, the September 1972 resolution acknowledged cultural pluralism as a feature of contemporary and historical reality of the American people. In 1973, Public Law 93-179 established a new federal agency, the American Revolution Bicentennial Administration, ARBA. ARBA. ARBA was a mechanism for coordinating, facilitating, scheduling, and aiding the development of the bicentennial commemoration. John W. Warner, former Undersecretary of the Navy, was appointed ARBA administrator. Mr. Warner began to develop national bicentennial initiatives. He also established regional ARBA offices, established national programs and regional programs, and urged the states to form bicentennial committees. Mr. Warner recognized the glaring void in the development of bicentennial plans for manifesting our national diversity. He supported the argument that ethnic and racial diversity should become a springboard for better understanding of the richness of our various backgrounds and the richness of our various contributions to our nation. This insight and position was manifested in an ARBA administrative action which arranged for convening representatives of ethnic and racial groups on June 27th, 28th, 1974 in Washington, D.C. This group was convened to initiate racial and ethnic participation in planning for the nation's 200th birthday celebration. This meeting marked the first time that a federal agency had sought the consultation of such an ethnically and racially diverse group. The American Revolution Bicentennial Administration, ARBA, issued the following communication about the meeting. It claimed that the consultation evolved from a felt need by ARBA and a broad cross-section of national and community organizations to come together to determine their mutual priorities and to begin developing plans for involvement in the bicentennial. At the direction of Mr. Warner, ARBA's program officers for Heritage 76 and Horizons 76, Martin Goldman and Vera Claiborne, consulted with various ethnic groups and began working with the chairman of a two-day meeting, James Gibson, chairman of the District of Columbia Bicentennial Commission, and Monsignor Gino Baroni, the president of the National Center for Urban Ethnic Affairs. The conference, which marked the beginning of the Bicentennial Ethnic Racial Coalition, BERC, BERC, drew more than 75 official participants and observers from more than 30 cities and states in Puerto Rico. The workshop sessions in each area of bicentennial program concern, that is, festival, heritage, and horizons, allowed participants to share their knowledge and experience and to begin to plan for a future as a group and to begin to lay down a strategy for their plans for the bicentennial. It was apparent from the outset that the underlying thought which governed much of the group's activities was a basic understanding of community. That thought was articulated by the group's planners in a short statement sent to all participants. It read, quote, "One of the major points of focus of the American Revolution Bicentennial is community. The term has many uses: a community of interest, a community of people, or simply as a place. Our concern is that communities, however we define them, become an integral part of the bicentennial celebration." The statement goes on. "Community means belonging. It is made up of people of common beliefs and purposes, people of common needs and interests. One is bound to a community by ethnic and cultural ties, which often extend beyond simple geographic boundaries. Yet community can simply mean the neighborhood, a series of familial, economic, social, and political relationships. In each sense, ethnicity has assumed a more prominent role in our consciousness, a more prominent role in our understanding of community. Our task is to consider how these several levels of the term community weigh upon our understanding of ethnicity, its past, its present, and future, and to suggest ways to achieve our common goals for the bicentennial." End quote. In fact, not long after the group met, it became clear that they wished to become an interdependent community of their own, a community tied together by their hope that the bicentennial could be a springboard for better understanding among ethnic and racial groups throughout the country. The fruit of the process was reaped on January 20th to 22nd, 1975, at a Bicentennial Ethnic Racial Coalition Conference held in Washington, D.C. 400 delegates representing 200 ethnic racial groups articulated their concerns. The Century Post, the citizen voice of the District of Columbia Bicentennial Commission, more than ably reported on the conference when it wrote, quote, "They came to Washington from the 50 states and territories, proud representatives of their particular ethnic and racial groups, Scandinavian Americans, Slavic Americans, Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, in all some 400 citizens of every origin imaginable. Their mission was twofold: to plan the first major steps towards intensive representation and participation by all American ethnic and racial groups in the nation's 200th birthday celebration, and to lay the groundwork for the formation of a national bicentennial ethnic racial Congress. Not since the emergence of the populist movement at the end of the 19th century had such a diverse assembly of Americans met, agreed on commonly shared goals, and as importantly, determined to work together with the bicentennial as their unifying framework. Several articulations of the spirit of the conference bear particular note. In a keynote address, John D. Rockefeller III said, quote, "Personally, I was brought up on the wonders of the melting pot, and it is only recently that I have come to fully appreciate how wrong I was. Now, I realize the values of diverse cultures, the values that make up our society. I realize how they enrich the lives of all of us and our society as a whole. And to me, it is not a matter of tolerating these differences. It is a matter of welcoming them and encouraging them and appreciating them," end quote. James Gibson, the District of Columbia Bicentennial Commission chairman and one of the conference leaders, said in his welcoming remarks that he hoped the Bicentennial Ethnic Racial Coalition delegates would explore basic areas of bicentennial concern of paramount importance to ethnic and racial groups and organizations. Gibson referred to the June 1974 multi-ethnic meeting, which gave rise to the present conference, and expressed his understanding of the conference and the priorities of that conference when he noted three central concerns. Quote, "The arts, by which identity, present concern, hope, sadness, and joy are manifest in our particular ways and respective ways and traditions and customs of our people. Heritage, which gives us the chance to draw from our past in assessing the present and approaching the future. And horizons, the social and economic of our economic needs of our communities, which is where in the final analysis we all live," end quote. Burke delegates could produce a human scale for the celebration of the American Bicentennial. The Burke Conference ended with a host of program recommendations emerging from various groups. But a permanent structure for the Bicentennial Ethnic Racial Coalition was established, and it was charged to follow through on the various concerns and programs proposed by the group. The Burke structure, the permanent structure, was in itself an interesting display of innovative, representative self-government. An executive committee was formed and fashioned to meet the particular needs of the group. First, two persons were elected from each federal district. Second, caucuses of the following cultural configurations elected representatives in proportion to their number in the national population. These cultural configurations included Asian Pacific, Black Americans, European Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Native Americans. Third, three at-large representatives were elected with a national communications capacity. On March 18, 1975, the Burke Executive Committee met to crystallize the intent of the January conference. Permanent officers of Burke were elected. It remains for future historians to assess the full meaning this group has and the impact that Burke will have or has had on public policy formation. Nonetheless, certain immediate public policy gains are already obvious and clear. The efforts of Burke were endorsed on March 19, 1975 by the American Revolution Bicentennial Board, a board chaired by Senator Brooke, a board which unanimously passed a resolution directing ARBA, the American Revolution Bicentennial Administration, and its administrator, John Warner, to appeal the denial by the Office of Management and Budget of the $9 million in state grant money, which had been authorized under Public Law 93-179, but not appropriated. The American Revolution Bicentennial Board further specified that no less than 50% of these funds, $4.5 million, be used by the states for matching grants for ethnic, racial, and Native American programs. A few weeks later, on April 7, 1975, the American Revolution Advisory Council unanimously passed the following resolution, its first resolution. Quote, whereas the Advisory Council of the American Revolution Bicentennial Administration, having heard a report from Monsignor Gino Baroni and Mrs. Anna Chenault and Miss Verna Claiborne regarding the Bicentennial Ethnic Racial Council, Burke, now hereby, one, affirms that the celebration of the Bicentennial is indeed a celebration of the diversity of our cultures, our traditions, our backgrounds, and our people. Two, recognizes the increased opportunity provided through Burke to stimulate ethnic racial participation in the Bicentennial. Three, endorses and supports the goals and objectives of Burke under the leadership of Monsignor Gino Baroni and Mr. James Gibson. Further, the Advisory Council hereby designates Mr. Alex Haley to act as its official liaison between Burke and the Advisory Council. As of this writing, it appears that the future activities of the Bicentennial Ethnic Racial Council will be to function as a national network of people and a forum for national public policy concerns. On the local level, many members of Burke are intensely involved in local bicentennial initiatives, and their efforts and recommendations will be channeled to ARBA. And hopefully ARBA will support various local activities. It is more than obvious that many American cities are already planning to sponsor bicentennial activities which celebrate the ethnic variety of their citizens. BINET, the Bicentennial Information Network, a calendar of ARBA's events, has thousands of proposed projects related to ethnic and racial groups. Interestingly, South Bend, Indiana, was the first official bicentennial city to plan for a multi-ethnic festival as part of its bicentennial celebration. In support of such local activities, however haltingly, a number of federal agencies, for example, the Office of Education, the Smithsonian Institution, the National Endowment for the Humanities, are becoming increasingly responsive to proposals which support education, artistic, and neighborhood preservation programs, which are designed to enhance ethnic and racial concerns for the future of America. Perhaps these signs indicate that the words of John Warner are beginning to produce public policy changes. Speaking of his forthcoming meeting with President Ford, Warner said, quote, "I'm going to see him and I'm going to tell him, Mr. President, you and I understand the nature of Washington, D.C. And there has been born in this city, this day, a new political force that's got leverage, that's got determination, and expects from us a national commitment to the bicentennial." End quote. Obviously, a major public policy shift towards cultural pluralism implies an ongoing endeavor to rearticulate the American spirit in all its diversity and richness. Perhaps the first step in this direction is the recovery and rediscovery of our self-knowledge and self-respect as a people. This process will begin with the recognition of our various histories. That learning about this yet only partially written history of cultural diversity in America will help us to put aside the passions of hatred, prejudice, and bigotry. Another appropriate test of your heart and mind can be made by reading the Declaration of Independence and asking yourself to sign this document. Finally, why not schedule the bicentennial film, We Hold These Truths, which articulates the concerns of the bicentennial and portrays the concerns of the bicentennial ethnic racial coalition. Why not schedule this film for a local group? This experience will help you to discover a new and refreshing glimpse of the American reality on the eve of its 200th birthday.
Bicentennial 10 was narrated by Professor John Krumkowski of the University of Notre Dame. This series is produced for the Humanities Series Midwestern Center at the University of Wisconsin Telecommunications Center.